Welcome back to Farm Talk. Beautiful day out there. 21 past the hour. Eric Johnson in for Mick Kerr. Mick is off this week enjoying some weather. Hopefully getting some fishing and golfing in or shopping, whatever he... Maybe he's rummage sailing. He likes to rummage sail. At least that's what he says. Anyway, we got a busy show for you. We're going to continue our theme. It is National Farm and Ranch Safety Week, and we're going to continue. I got actually a couple of guests on today talking about safety and other issues, and Kim Vacco is going to be joining us first to talk a part of our safety feature. She'll join us here in just a couple of minutes. Going to visit with our old friend Clyde Tiffany from Pioneer Seed. He's going to join us. He's an agronomist at about 150. We'll talk about how the harvest is going in central Minnesota. Did have a chance a little bit earlier today. Talked with North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven. We had a good long interview talking about several different issues, including the Farm Bill. We'll play that at about 2:09. About 2:22, we'll visit with John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing. Talk markets. We got our field check segment at 2:33. And then we're going to visit with Miss Agriculture USA, Macy Wary. She's going to join us at 2:49, but one of her main platforms with her running and winning the title back in, what was it, July, was farm safety. So we'll visit with her in a couple hours here. Right now we're going to bring in Kim Vacco. And Kim, do you have like two cards taped together? You got like the longest company name and...
It does feel like that. There's not really a good acronym for the department name.
So no.
I appreciate you making your way through that.
Yeah, so we're visiting with Kim Vacco. Did I say the last name right? I'm pretty close.
You did.
All right. She is with the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. And so, Kim, we're going to be talking safety, and I guess more or less you provide some of the information that other folks go out and talk about farm safety. Is that basically a fair way to say that?
Yes, that is what our endeavor is to try to pull together resources and actually do some research and fact-finding to determine what people maybe need to know that is not out there at their fingertips. Sometimes there's some national resources, but we always like to localize that and try and pull together some North Dakota-based information that's going to help them with the farm safety issues. And so we're kind of hoping to strengthen that over the near future.
Right.
Here.
So are you set off by yourself, or are you with like NDSU or other colleges, or how does that work?
Sure. We are actually, as you mentioned, we are right on campus with North Dakota State University and have been since we were formed through the North Dakota legislature. Unlike the traditional departments on campus, we focus primarily on research and outreach. We do have some education and, you know, the normal teaching duties that we can partake in, but we are here primarily to serve the constituents, the public with education and doing research and transportation.
Right. And again, when the State Patrol or others go out and speak, you're basically a good resource for them to give some of the stats and information that they use. So let's talk about like the transportation word, and we'll equate that to agriculture. So what types of things do you look at to provide information, or what areas? Because I know trucks are a big part of it.
Right. So just to back up a little bit, we've worked for decades with the agricultural groups in the state on farm-to-market movements, really trying to help understand efficiencies and corridors and things like that. Worked with a lot of the producer groups, USDA. Over the last decade or so, we've been able to move into traffic safety, working with the U.S. DOT and then certainly the North Dakota DOT on that. And more recently, a lot of work with the Highway Patrol. And that's been great in that we're finding a crossroads, certainly between the farm trucks and truck implements and safety on roadways and with operations in the state, and trying to maybe make that more transparent and provide some additional information that would be helpful in our state to ensure the safety within the agricultural industry with regard to that, the transportation aspects that so, probably, like we said, it's been mostly national resources.
Right. Now. And there's probably not one answer to the next question, but like when you say research, let's just say, because I know you help the DOT also, you know, if they're doing rules or different things like that, how do your research? I mean, are you out there like watching trucks, or are you looking up statistical data of accidents, or how does that all work?
So we have a combination of methods we do, from anything from mailed surveys to going out and doing field observations to we have a great, fortunately, relationship with the North Dakota DOT on the crash records. And so we are able to go in and, like you said, look and kind of stratify by looking at farm implements, or we've spent a lot of time on local roads and rural road crashes, and as you can imagine, there's a great deal of agriculture that's tied into that. We can see the seasonality with some of the crash events on those roads and even locations. I mean, looking at where maybe beet harvest or corn harvest, that you can see those as you look at mapping those crashes across the state. So it's a great resource that we're kind of hoping to spend a bit more time with and pull more information for public information, right, as well as research to try to provide strategies that will prevent some of those crashes in the future.
And I think you guys are also a really good resource if somebody, like, I'm just going to say some, like, big, I don't know, North Dakota corn or whatever it happens to be, if they're looking for something specific as far as transportational safety, they could come to you and you would have probably a good understanding of who would be the person they'd want to bring in to talk and give the speech, right? I mean, basically.
Exactly. Yep. That's the people that we depend on are those experts. We can provide the data, but interpreting the data and getting it out into the public domain and helping them understand it, we rely on people, just as you said, like the North Dakota Highway Patrol and also some of the county sheriff's offices and police departments and the DOT with their public messaging as well.
So I know you're collaborating right now with our buddy Angie Johnson, who's been very helpful this week.
And she's great.
Farm and ranch safety kind of through the NDSU, because I think her office is in Fargo. So what types of things did we pretty much cover what you two are working on together, or is there something specific there we could talk about?
Sure. Well, Angie and I are actually just getting started on a new project. We were able to involve her. It's been great timing with her joining the extension office as the safety specialist. We just haven't had that luxury in the past to find someone to tie into these projects. So we have worked a lot in the past on commercial motor vehicle topics. And while that's certainly important, the commercial motor vehicle doesn't always encompass the farm trucks necessarily. Some of them do have the CMVs, but not everyone. And so this is just going to be a great opportunity to broaden what we're doing with the farm industry. And having her on board we talked about, for instance, when you talk about farm industry versus commercial, the age groups and the people you're trying to talk to may vary significantly. With farm industry, it may be 16-year-old drivers to 90-year-old drivers, whereas in the commercial vehicle realm, it's probably more 35 to 50 that's your primary. So we're looking forward to just opportunities that we can build on,
right,
with the groups out there that would have an interest.
Well, and I'm curious, because you and I were talking a bit earlier today. Now, are you directly funded by the state, by the government, or are you guys continually having to work to get grants?
It's a combination. We certainly do get some state-appropriated funds, but what we try to do then is leverage those with going out and getting, whether it's national funds or private funding from companies or grant type of organizations that support educational and research out in the field. So, yes, it's a combination of things, but definitely some national funding and state funding together to produce these programs.
Right. Is the work that you guys do, again, getting statistical data so we can be safer as we're out there driving and on the farm, is that primarily that research staying here in our region, or is this something that gets put out and used nationally or regionally?
There's a little bit of both. We're part of a regional group of universities that partner on pieces of research. What we try to do is focus on the North Dakota topics and the priorities here, but to the degree that we can tie that to some of the national data and understanding and kind of building that knowledge base, we certainly do try to look to do some of that as well.
Okay, very good. Again, we're visiting with Kim Vockel. She is your senior research. What was the last word? I was writing so fast, I didn't write it down.
Just faculty.
Okay, just faculty. All right. Try to give a little extra bonus title there, but, you know.
I appreciate that. It's long enough as it is, so we'll just go with that.
With the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. So is your office known? I mean, can I find it on NDSU?
Well, we have a map, so you can get here. And yes, we have had a few people come up and we do have people stop by, but you're more likely to find us out and about at the meetings. with out in the field visiting with people. And just I learn more by going out to those meetings and listening to the industry folks talk to each other than certainly I ever could by, you know, having one of them come and visit me at my office. So that's how we try to do it.
Very good. Well, I'll give you the final word, Kim. Is there anything that I missed that I should ask you about?
No, I think we pretty well covered it. Like I said, we'll just look forward to sharing some of the, we have the Ag Truck Handbook update that's coming along and certainly some of the other resources as we're able to develop those and share those with stakeholders out there.
And you were nice enough. The State Patrol already called me, so we're set with them tomorrow.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm sure that I'm hoping you get some good questions for them because that's what they're there for.
Absolutely. They put a couple of sergeants on me and we visited for a little while. So we're set for talk about main issues that they're seeing out there and questions that people may have. That'll be on tomorrow's edition at 1:20 of Farm Talk. We've been using that first segment for our farm and safety features. Again, warning people about the safety and dangers out there so they can be safe. Kim, thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate you coming on and see you filled 10 minutes. Easy peasy.
I didn't doubt that we'd be able to do that, but I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm going to tune in tomorrow and see what the troopers have to say.
All right, very good. Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good afternoon.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Again, Kim Vockel, appreciate her time and the work that she does. It's coming up on 1:32. The markets have closed. That means I got to get busy. Ben's got to get on the phone. We're going to talk with Randy Martinson, Closing Markets, coming up next.